So once again, we're on page 278. 278, top line. So that's Kuf Yud Sif Zayin. What many people have been anxiously, or at least one person's been anxiously waiting for. So we've been talking about Tefillas HaDerech. Okay, so we've been talking about what you should do before a trip, during a trip, betwixt a trip. How you say Tefillas HaDerech. It doesn't start with a Baruch HaTah, so you should try and make it with a Baruch HaTah before it. So start with a bracha before it. Okay, now, Zayin. Omer Osa, you say Tefillas HaDerech. Achar Shehichzik Baderech. After you've started on traveling. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there is a machlokus about this, that some say that you can say it at home before you leave, but we don't say that. Rather, we say that many Achrim disagree with this and say, no, you have to start your trip. The rationale is pretty simple. And that is, Aruch HaShulchan brings down this reason, because you're thinking of leaving, you haven't left, you're in your house, you're packed, you're ready to go, waiting to jump in the car and go to the airport. Somebody might come up and you might not go. So you said Tefillas HaDerech, and all of a sudden, trip is canceled. So this way, at least, if you're on the road, we'll see what on the road means. So you're traveling already. So you can say Tefillas HaDerech. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if for whatever reason you want to go like the Taz and you said Tefillas HaDerech while still at home, b'diavad you're yotzer. Okay? So, you only say Tefillas HaDerech once you're on the road. Ve'ein lo omra ela im kein, so what's on the road mean? So that means, ela im kein, yesh lo leilech parsa. Now, again, this gets back to Mr. Eskowitz's question, like a few years ago, whenever we started this. You only say Tefillas HaDerech if your trip is going to be at least a parsa. Mishnah Berurah explains a parsa is 8,000 amos. 8,000 amos. So, you want to consider like 2 feet an amma. So then you get the idea. So it's like 16,
3 miles.
It's about 3 miles, right? 3 quarters, 3 miles, something like that. Not that far. So you have to have a trip that's going to be at least a 3 mile trip. Again, think of in those days they used to walk. So 3 miles, huh? Today 3 miles is like, like sneeze, you miss it. Yeah, well, we'll see. Carpool's farther. Avo pachas mi parsa. But if you're going less than a parsa, less than that amount, lo yachson bebaruch. Don't make a bracha. In other words, you could say yiratzom mafanecha shetolochein shom, but don't end it with bracha to Hashem shomei atfila. So then you're davening to Hashem. You're just not ending it with a bracha. We'll see what this means. Ulechachila yomar osa beparsa rishona, and the Ramah inserts that you should say it on the first parsa. So in other words, meaning, let's say you're going on a 20-mile trip. So when's the best place to say Tefillas HaDerech? In the first 3 miles. Now, the truth of the matter is that the Mishnah Berurah brings down that, again, in Mishnah Berurah Chav Tes, getting back to the idea that I mentioned before, that you say Tefillas HaDerech when you are on the road. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't say it in the city, even though you're ready to go, but rather you have to say it outside the city. What does outside the city mean? So the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be 70 amos outside the city. So again, let's now put everything all together. So now it comes out like this. You're going to say Tefillas HaDerech if you're going on a trip that's at least, let's say, 3 miles. You want to say Tefillas HaDerech once you're outside 70 amos of the city. And preferably, the best place to say it is somewhere between 70 amos, 150 feet, till somewhere that's parson, till the 3 mile mark. You should say Tefillas HaDerech around then. And if you didn't say it then, So then, well, we'll see. Okay, so everybody got it so far? Okay. Vim shachach mila omra, if you forgot to say tefillas aderech, in that preferable window, in other words, again, the preferable window is to say tefillas aderech when you're 70 amas outside the city until the first parsa. So between 140 feet till the first 3 miles. How about if you forgot to say it then? Let's say you're 5 miles out. You're going on a 20-mile trip, let's say. So then, Yomar Asal Kozman Shu Bederech, you could say it as long as you're still on the road. You could still say it later. Well, Belvad, here's the but. Av O Belvad Shlo Higia Tov Parsa Asmucha Le'ir. As long as you're not within a parsa of the city that you're going to. So, I don't know. Let's say you're going to, from El, well, this is a bad example. I don't know of an example anymore. But, so you have to be outside the city, 70 amos, and then you can say tefillas aderech, but you can't say tefillas aderech once you're within a parsa, which is, again, let's say 3 miles, of your destination. As long once you're within 3 miles a parsa of the city you want to get to, umisham ve'elach yomar aso below bracha. If you forgot to say tefillas aderech until you're close to your destination, so then you say it again without a bracha. Okay, so let's put this all back together here. Now, so you have to be outside the city and at least 70 amos, and you have to be traveling at least 3 miles. But now put it back together. Now you should say it, if you're within a parsa of your destination, then you can't say tefillas aderech. Now think about that a little more deeply. So you can't say tefillas aderech if you're with a bracha. If you're within 3 miles, a parsa of your destination. So that means that let's say you have a city that keeps on going. Because what do we define a city? We don't define a city as Los Angeles, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's this artificial thing we call Beverly Hills, right? Where you see the difference, as we mentioned a couple days ago, in pavement, but, you know, and maybe fancier cities and more taxes, I don't know, whatever. But again, we define a city as long as there's continuous habitation, as long as the city keeps on going. So I don't know about you, but when I fly in to LA, you know, LA keeps on going. You know, the last 20 minutes, I don't know, half an hour of the flight, you just see it keeps on going. Just keeps on going, right? It's always interesting to me to see, like, where do the lights begin? It's way out there. I don't even know where it is. So let's say for Los Angeles, and sociologists talk about this, whether you're talking about New York, New York has bridges, but let's say you're, whatever. Let's say you're in the Bronx, or you're on the main line, right? You won't say tefillas aderech. There's no gaps. Like, you go here to the valley, you wouldn't say tefillas aderech. There's no breaks. Even up there in the mountains, there's no, because you have to have a parsa break. Actually, more than a parsa break. Excuse me, that was wrong. You have to have a two parsa break. Excuse me. This is indeed brought down by Posen. You have to have a two parsa break between city A and city B. Then if I'm going from city A to city B, and there's two parsa, so let's say 6 miles. So then when I'm 70 almost outside the city, going from A to B, I'll say tefillas aderech. But once you're within a parsa, 3 miles of B, your destination, you can't say tefillas aderech. I mean, you can say it without a bracha. So now, again, when you think about that, that cuts down a lot of situations where we say tefillas aderech, where we would say tefillas aderech. Because, I don't know, driving from here to San Diego, I don't know.
Oceanside.
Maybe. I don't know. Camp Pendleton, I don't know if that's considered that much of a break. I don't know. Because there's people around it. I don't know if people are living there. But whatever, you have to be aware. So the best thing, I would dare say, in these type of cases, say it without a bracha. If you're going to these type of places. Because again, as long as there's continual habitation, whatever you want to call it, you don't say tefillas aderech. You're not outside the city. You're not outside the city. And I just wanted to, we're running a little late. I just wanted to mention one other thing. And that is, there's a whole discussion the Mishnah Berurah talks about, when do you say it if you're on a train, you know, people walk. But believe it or not, a lot of people don't know when to say tefillas aderech when they're on a plane. on a plane. Now, believe it or not, I heard from an Adam Gov, I heard from the Shmir Shabbos Kilka, so not directly, I heard on a tape of a shir he gave, that I think maybe he said in the name of Rishon Zalman Arach, maybe he said on his own, that you cannot say Tefillah Sederach if the plane took off. A lot of people do that. The plane's starting to take off, and he had a very interesting rationale. And the rationale, he said, is because you never see that Chazal set Tefillah Sederach for people who are flying. So there's no such sakana. So you could say, well, you're in a makom sakana and things like that. So, but again, based upon, that's one idea about. But the other idea is, so when do you say it when you're on a plane? So you have to be a parsa outside the city. In an airport, how, like, I don't know, you have to be, I don't know, it's, taxing out is about. So the only thing you could say is maybe when it starts taking off and it's rolling very fast. Could be. The other thing is, some hold you could say it when they're taxing out, and especially it's very interesting. It's in the news constantly. In fact, it is even on the news today, because you know where most accidents happen on planes, right? Or taxing, ground traffic. In fact, today it was on. They want to expand LAX because they say it's a. I mean, constitutional shouldn't happen. You're in security. That doesn't matter. In design.
I'm aware.
Yeah,
It's good for business.
So just be aware that you should maybe say Tefillah Sederach maybe when the plane is about to take off or the plane is like far enough away from the terminal. But once it's in the air, you have to realize it's not so simple. You could say Tefillah Sederach anymore. Say without bracha.
All the rest of the criteria of being far enough away from the city.
Right. So the only thing is that don't forget according to the Taz. You could say it even at home. So here, in other words, there's not going to be any svara that, well, I'm going to cancel my flight. I'm going to cancel my trip. I mean, it could happen. You know, you pull the emergency and you tell them, get me off of here. You know, but it's unlikely. You know, if you're on the plane, it's pulled out. It's 29th in line to take off. You know, all those planes and back in front of you.
So just thought that you mamash do say it in the air.
Right. So a lot of people think that. And the rationale for that is pretty simple. The rationale for that is, the question is, why do you say Tefillah Sederach? Which again, we're running late, so I don't want to get into it. But most say that the reason is because of robbers and animals and things like that. How about if it's just a bad road? So there's an argument about whether you'd say Tefillah Sederach just for a bad road. But one thing's for sure, most people say that. If it's a makom sakana, there's a danger, so then even if it's less than a parsa, even if you're less than a parsa, even if you're less than that outside the city, if let's say you go right outside the city and there's a sakana there, right? It's very dangerous out there. So you can say Tefillah Sederach right away. So most people would say that, right? You're flying in a plane, right? I think I said this story before, running really late. But I was taking the Rashi Zang Zone somewhere. And we were driving on the freeway, the expressway in New York. And we're right by LaGuardia Airport. We're driving on the Grand Central, and I was driving him, and a plane was like a few feet over above the car. I mean, it just like right on top of us. And I'll never get the Rishiva look. I was saying, "Ma robo masach Hashem." Like, obviously, there's maybe some physics and stuff like that. But Lamaisa, how those things stay up is a miracle. It's a miracle, right? I'm sure you know the. Ailerons and rudders and all that, and all this, but Lamaisa, it's still a nace. So, you know, that's the bottom line. It's a nace that these things stay up. We take it for granted. So you could say, like, it's a very big sakan up there. So you could, you know, I can understand that. Here we're talking about lechachila, the best situation. We'll continue this maybe tomorrow.
You say it for carrots, though, right?
Huh?
You say it for rubber, you can say it for carrots.
Yeah, I would say so.